This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My God, T-Pain. Who happens to be one of the most talented R&B musicians on the planet.
No, he regretted this.
I used to think he was a rapper. We learned from Solana he's an R&B singer. He's not incorrect. Dude is mega talented. Like, mad talented. Regardless, we don't have time to talk about T-Pain. Unless you guys want to talk about T-Pain.
He got famous at Coachella.
So... it has happened. The Jalen Ramsey trade happened. And then it's not like what you thought it was going to be, which, you know, it was like, oh, a fourth round draft pick and a couple of pick swaps. Like, this has turned into something pretty wild. So Jalen Ramsey goes to Pittsburgh, and so does Jonnu Smith, by the way. What Pittsburgh is putting together is something else, man. They think they've got their window and they are going for it. They have one hellified roster if you think the quarterback position is part of the hellified roster.
That's the thing.
But Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, they go to Pittsburgh. Minkah Fitzpatrick is a Dolphin again. And then there were a couple of pick swaps as well. Here's just a couple of the reactions on Twitter. Armando Salguero said, gotta say, and Dolphins fans will not agree, but Chris Greer turned a terrible situation in which everyone knew he had to trade Ramsey and gets back a younger player the organization, minus Brian Flores, loved years ago and is salvaging the situation. The Dolphins could be winning. Now, I don't know if that's the prevailing thought. I haven't looked at much of social media, and I haven't listened to any of sports radio. The part that annoys me is the Jonnu Smith portion of it, because essentially you traded Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. So that's really the nuts and bolts of the deal. Couple things. Eric Lawson, your former producer on the Coop and Crowder show, tweeted out, Tua and Minkah doing interviews together, bleeping on Brian Flores. That I'm looking forward to. I am totally down with that, Lawson. That's going to happen, and I'm totally down with that. There was Adam Schefter. This is a little worrying. Jalen Ramsey is now the fourth Dolphins captain from last season, no longer on the team in 2025, joining Teron Armstead, Calais Campbell, and David Long Jr. Now, you may say, hey, the team was no good and there were a lot of issues behind the scenes, so it's great to get rid of all the captains. The only thing I would say is, though, those captains were quality guys. So maybe it is so out of control at the Dolphins organization, even guys like Teron Armstead and Calais Campbell, who you would imagine have a ton of respect and are just quality guys. I don't know much about David Long Jr. But I do think that might be the warning sign that, hey, there were some quality captains there and they're gone. And then there was Raheem Mostert, who happens to be a real quality dude. I love Raheem Mostert. He tweeted out, hot take, be a Pro Bowler on the Dolphins, get treated like bleep. Happy for my guys, though. Go ball out.
First off, you get one of the top three safeties in the world back. And I don't know if I know John New and, you know, Jonnu and Jalen are guaranteed starters. They're great players. Jalen Ramsey is the first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, Jonnu had a good end of the season last year. The captain thing, I don't like to look into stuff that deep about the captain because it's really, you know, the players vote on it. It's usually guys, the older guys on the team, the ones that's been around and all that, you know, Calais and Teron. But all the stories that have come out over the last year or two, I would say the captaincy of that team wasn't that strong and the guys didn't respect. We talked about it, the coming late thing and all that. You don't come on time for Mike McDaniel. You come on time for your leaders. And those guys didn't give a damn about what Teron and Calais and David Long, who got cut in midseason, which is crazy, said. So I think we're not doing too much looking into the thing about all the captains being gone. And then Raheem Mostert's right. He balled out the Dolphins and they're going to try to use you as an entity, which you already are.
But hold on a second. And I love Raheem too, Hawk. I, you know, part of the best Dolphins team in my lifetime, probably. But correct me if I'm wrong. Jalen Ramsey, Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle all played like Pro Bowlers a couple seasons ago, and Chris Greer threw them a ton of money. Jalen Ramsey wanted, I assume, to get paid a little bit more, or maybe he just wasn't thrilled with the direction of this organization. Maybe there was something behind the scenes. We know that. He got $1.5 million more from the Pittsburgh Steelers for this upcoming season than he would have made in Miami. That's significant enough to where he's going to throw a tirade and force a deal. No, he just clearly didn't want to be here. Chris Greer and the Dolphins gave all these guys their money. Maybe not Raheem Mostert. Sorry, you're 30 years old. Become a Pro Bowler. You're not going to get paid.
I totally agree with you. I know why Mostert felt that way, obviously. He had one of the best seasons a back has ever had for the Dolphins and wasn't rewarded for it, right? Was he cut the next season?
Correct.
His playing time diminished and then
gave up on him. He led the league in rushing touchdowns and they gave up on him next year after a couple fumbles.
I get why he's upset, but he is incorrect. They have taken care of their Pro Bowlers probably better than they should have been, and they wouldn't be in the mess that they're in. Regardless, I think that's more of a story as to what is going on behind the scenes there when a quality dude like Raheem Mostert, because you don't hear him talk that way about anything. That's not his personality normally. So he got a chance here to bleep on the organization. He took it. I got no problem with that because I thought that they jettisoned him a little too early. I thought that was a little cutesy on their part. But regardless, I don't agree with his assertion that, you know, if you're a Pro Bowler, you get treated like bleep, because I think you got rewarded. Like Solana gave you the examples, like guys got rewarded for having great seasons. They ended up drawing the line with Jonnu Smith.
Right.
Jonnu Smith, they drew the line. I don't know what Jalen Ramsey wanted. Obviously, they were at loggerheads about something, because I'm with you. To leave Miami to go to Pittsburgh for $1.5 million more doesn't seem like it was a $10 million standstill that they were at.
Jonnu was about money. Jonnu
was no doubt.
In the 30th paid tight end. He was a Pro Bowler. It was about money for him. Jalen wanted to leave. It's even the time it happened. They still had negotiation time. We heard he wanted to leave multiple, you know, agreeing to part ways. That was in the middle of the summer sometime, early summer, where he didn't want to be here anymore. So is Raheem a little butthurt, as they say? Yes. But is there a problem with the captaincy and the leadership on this team? I think both could be true, and I think that's a yes as well.
on paper, I understand why a Dolphins fan would look at today and say, hold on a second, we traded our best cornerback, probably our only cornerback before the Minka trade, right? Our only DB who is good. I mean, go look at the rest of the DBs. Like, it's a scary sight. And the most productive part of our offense a season ago, and all we got back was a fifth-round pick for next season and another starting safety and Minka Fitzpatrick. Like, we essentially got Minka for two of our best players. And on the surface, I understand why that's confusing. But Hawk and Crowder, we've talked about this several times now. Chris Greer did not approach this offseason with a bleep you mentality. I'm going all in to win. And I think he needs to be applauded for that. I mean, as much as I have my gripes with Chris Greer, like, he's trying to set this team up, whether he's here or not, to have a better opportunity to compete and to add pieces in the future. And I think that's something that needs to be applauded, because this trade aligns with that thinking. He's not going all in.
He traded
for a 28-year-old.
I don't necessarily think that's true. First of all, I think Minka's got 1 year left on his contract, so I'm not necessarily certain how much you're preparing for the future with him. Jalen wanted out. Chris Greer had no choice in the matter. So his hands were tied. It's kind of what Armando Salguero tweeted there, is like, here's a guy, he knew he had to trade him, ended up with something good for at least a season. But I'm not necessarily certain what you're saying rings true to me. I like Chris Greer, but I don't think he's putting together building blocks. I think he's trying to keep a ship together that he had already built without it completely falling apart. The way I see it is he's kind of doing this right now because so many pieces like Calais Campbell and Teron Armstead and then Jalen Ramsey, you know, and was like, okay, I mean, where can I stem the leaking here? And he had no choice with Jalen Ramsey. He ends up getting someone decent in return. There's no question, but I don't think he's setting up for the future.
But Solana, do you applaud somebody for solving a problem they caused? And to Hawk's analogy, he shot the cannon through the side of the boat, and now he's patching up the hole. Oh, thank Chris Greer. He shot the damn cannon. You shouldn't have shot the cannon. He put all those bad contracts, the ones you brought up. He shouldn't have paid Tyreek and Waddle both $30 million a year. He re-upped Tua a year late. He could have done it earlier and saved more money. A lot of his mistakes, now he has to backpedal off of them. And also, the organization has vets that are unhappy being here. Jalen Ramsey, and I think if Calais Campbell's time with the Dolphins was different, I think he would have not went back to Arizona. I think he would end his career here if he thought that the Dolphins organization had a chance to win something.
But that's I think where I'm operating from. By the way, Omar Kelly texted me that Minka has 2 years left on his deal, but he'll probably want a restructured deal because there's no more guaranteed money left.
Solana, don't say, and we just have a safety. Minka Fitzpatrick, one of the top three safeties in the world.
Yeah. Well, he's coming off, and look, who knows what happens? He's 28 years old. He's coming off statistically his worst season last year. That doesn't mean he's going to be bad. That doesn't mean there's a precipitous drop off. He could have a bounce back year next year. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of context behind it, but that's a fact. He's coming off his worst statistical year last year. But here's where I'm operating from as far as Chris Greer and why I had that take. Coming into this year, correct me if I'm wrong, it was Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, for their lives, for their careers, potentially. Chris Greer, certainly, right? This season is literally going to decide whether or not they will keep their jobs next season. When you're entering a season like that, you put everything you possibly have, every resource, into this season. And I don't believe Chris Greer, and it may end up costing him, is operating the franchise that way. And
why wouldn't he be? That's a quizzical take by you. Like, what would they have done? Well, what would they have done that they haven't done? Like, what did they pass on?
You trade some of your draft assets prior to this NFL draft to try to go get some veteran guys to try to bolster your defensive backfield.
But what I'm saying is, who's to say that they didn't try to do that?
Like, it's possible.
I think you're creating something that just it doesn't exist. I believe that they would do anything. Now, I think it's coming from above them. No more renegotiating contracts if we've just done the contract a year ago. Something along those lines. That would lead me to believe what went on with Jonnu Smith, right? Because he did have the most productive offensive season that you could ask. But I think my guess, Stephen Ross, was tired of that. Like, hey, anytime I don't want to set this precedent that that's all we do. Jalen Ramsey went deeper, obviously, and he wanted out, but I don't believe that Chris Greer is knowingly playing some sort of long game. I think Chris Greer is playing the hand that he dealt himself. And by the way, I've been a supporter of him. I like him. I was the guy at the end of the season who said, yeah, keep McDaniel, keep Greer, keep Tua. I like our big three. And I still feel that way. But I don't think he's doing anything where you're like, wow, look at him. He is setting them up. Like, I don't think so at all. I think that guy would take anyone or anybody who wanted to play here. And if he was forced, like he was with Jalen, to get rid of him, he did. And I will tell you again, with Jalen, I kind of agree with Armando Salguero. I was expecting, he got a fourth round pick in return for Jalen Ramsey. That's a bummer, but that's what the market bears. He ended up getting Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Jonnu Smith thing, my expectation was it was going to be a holdout or something of the sort, because I didn't see them budging, because I don't think they're going to give someone an extension who had one good season. I think they're done with that. So I expected more of a holdout situation. They're not going to budge. And Jonnu, who's his agent? Is it Drew Rosenhaus?
Yes.
He's not going to budge. And so instead, they also had to give up Jonnu Smith. That's going to be a bummer. But if they bring in Kyle Pitts, I wouldn't be upset. Like, I feel like you could make something good out there. So they'll obviously be in the market for a tight end, and we'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I do believe they're trying to change their team thought, I guess, their assumption of what they are, the soft team that pays everybody. I think they're trying to change that with their additions in the draft. 1,000 pounds a man in the first three rounds. Everybody said they're soft, which I agree. They're a very graceful team. Changing that, changing that narrative of it. You are not going to be soft upstairs or on the field. And I think they're trying to do that as well. I say it all the time. I know Chris Greer personally. He's a good human being. I think he's made a lot of mistakes with the Austin Jacksons and the Patrick Pauls. Are they ready to play? Liam Eichenberg still on this damn roster. Like, he's made a lot of mistakes that he tried to make up for while also paying the stars. But, like, you're not getting deals. He didn't get a deal on Tyreek. There was no deal on Waddle. There was no deal on Tua. There was no deal on Ramsey. There was no deal. He's not manipulating the cap. He's paying guys a bunch of money. And like Hawk said, I think he said, we can't just keep throwing $30 million at everybody.
But after you do that last year, now it's the season where if you don't win, the owner already said status quo is not good enough. You go pay Jair Alexander. He got $6 million from the Baltimore Ravens, and we need a quarterback because right now Storm Duck is your cornerback with literally the most experience outside of Kader Kohou, who plays he's going to play in a slot. You go pay Jair Alexander $10 million if you need to. Like, that's what you do in that position.
Again, I would submit to you that it's not because they don't want to. It's because they couldn't get stuff done. There's nobody on earth who works for a living who would say to themselves, you know what? The more prudent thing here is to set this up for someone else because I'm not very good at it. So let me just kind of go out with a whimper this season. But I'll do the organization right. Like, no chance. It just life doesn't work that way. I want to get to headlines real quick here because we have so much stuff to get to today. Today's my only day working this week, so we have to fill a week's worth of content into the next 4 hours. Although I will leave you in the capable hands of Crowder and Solana, so they'll be able to fill you all the content you need. But today's a big one. Tim Reynolds tweeted out over the weekend, there were 42 ballots in the NHL GM of the Year voting. 12 of those voters did not have Bill Zito in the top three. There were 42 ballots for NHL GM of the Year. Bill Zito did not win. 12 of the ballots did not even have Bill Zito in the top three. That is galling. We're going to talk about that. The Marlins are on a heater. Duncan Robinson, he did right by the team. He did right by the team. And free agency, NBA free agency agency starts at 6 p.m. tonight. I don't know what the Heat are going to end up doing. I don't know what's going on there as well. Inter Miami got embarrassed by PSG. There's a lot of stuff to get to, but Josh Appel is going to join us. I want to talk to him about what's going on with the Dolphins today, what went on with Bill Zito and the NHL GM voting and the Marlins as well, and Inter Miami, if we can get to it. Real quick look at the headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Davion Mitchell is back. I'll start there with the Miami Heat. And Hawks, right, Duncan Robinson declined his $20 million early termination option. Essentially, he right now is a free agent. 6 p.m. tonight is when players and teams can begin negotiations, which means at 6:00:01, Shams Charania will have 50 million tweets already scheduled to go out. Deals can become official next Monday. The Heat currently have 14 players on their roster, by the way. Just throwing that out there. LeBron.
Let Duncan go. Don't even talk with him. He opted out, so he'll stay out.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if they have some sort of 3-year deal, maybe, you know, 6, 7, and 8. And so then what would that be? 13, 21 million or 8, 9, 10, something like that.
Well, Bobby Marks was saying that he
bottle of Sutter Holmes.
Bobby Marks is saying that he's well positioned to maybe do a sign and trade and whatever. It's a little more complicated to just brush by.
You may find a team out there that wants to give him 3 for 30 just on his own, and he takes it.
Yeah, it's possible.
Would he chase winning? Would a competing team want us? Would Duncan say, hey, we want you here. I want to go there because they went to the third round and we're in the play-in every year?
Well, I mean, he's a free agent. He can go wherever he wants. If a team that's close needs a shooter, it kind of fits the bill.
Yeah.
I'm talking specifically a shooter, not asking him to do anything else. you know, we got cutesy here for a while and he was getting better at defense and he was driving the lane and like just literally needs a shooter to come in, pop some threes and get out of there.
He fits another team better and a team fits him better.
Probably.
And it'll be a, like this, a business decision on his part.
Just a guy. Your prototypical white three-point shooter.
He's white?
Malik Beasley appears to be in a load of trouble. And LeBron James is opting into his $52.6 million player option. Everybody's seen this already. Shams reports from Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, that he's evaluating how he wants to end his career. Essentially, the Lakers are like, yo, we're not going to frame our entire offseason on a 42-year-old that's going to be 43. Sorry, we've got Luka now. And LeBron's like, I don't know about that. I'm still here.
But, I mean, well, I don't understand what more he wants. They have Luka. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like
to position the roster this offseason, to position the roster for this offseason to win this season. The Lakers are kind of like
Luka.
Well, they showed last year, Hawk.
I mean, Luka's a building block. I mean that like that to me is the galling part of it. Like Luka, that's just a building block. Now we've got to build around him and LeBron.
Yes, because we watched LeBron and Luka get run off the court in the playoffs.
It takes a little time to build chemistry.
Luka was all I've heard was they need a big. They need a big. They want a big. They need a five. They need a rim protector. That's why Rudy Gobert whooped their ass. Like, he wants a full roster.
Panthers get Sam Bennett back. How that's buried in headlines is crazy. 8-year extension, $8 million per season, and the average annual value against the cap. And free agency opens up tomorrow at noon. Inter Miami did lose 4-0. And U.S. men's national team, better soccer news. They advance to beat Costa Rica on PKs into the Gold Cup semifinal. The Marlins have won 7 straight. First ever, Jimmy told me, 6-0 West Coast road trip. They're also 6-0 since Mark Hochman accused them of shadow banning Matt Mervis.
Totally shadow banned. He's totally shadow banned. I've never been proven more right on anything.
6-0 though.
Right. He's shadow banned. Jacksonville, they punched their ticket to the playoffs in AAA and threw a no-hitter this weekend. It's all shadow banning.
But they don't need him.
Because he's shadow banned. I'm telling you, this is the beauty of being a conspiracy theorist. You don't have to make any sense. And you just keep saying it over and over. And finally, people will go, you're right. He is shadow banned. It makes no sense. I'm telling you, I'm forging a new track.
It's your podcast called Shadow Band.
Newsmax, are you listening? They're based in Boca, you know.
Hawk, did you see the truck that replaced all of the ballot boxes at Lone Depot Park over the weekend?
Nobody was looking. They trucked in all new Mervises.
Crazy.
What does that mean?
Yeah, because he was shadow banned. You know what it means.
New Mervises.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Spend 1 minute outside. I dare you. Yeah, you listening. Yeah. Spend 1 minute outside. I dare you.
That's your weather. Josh Chappelle's going to join us. We have a ton to talk about.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flag is white.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Josh Appel on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline with us. He's a play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. NFL will be here before you know it. He also does plenty of soccer. He's got the USL Championship Friday night on ESPN+. There is so much going on, Appel. I had brought you on, had booked you this morning to talk about Bill Zito not winning NHL GM of the Year and talk about the Marlins being on a heater and maybe even a little Inter Miami. But obviously, I would be remiss if we didn't start with the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith going to Pittsburgh, Minkah Fitzpatrick coming back to the Dolphins. How do you, I mean, I won't ask you to grade it, but how do you view what transpired this morning with the Dolphins?
Well, you and I were talking during the commercial break, and this is something that you said during the first segment. I was expecting, because the Dolphins had basically no leverage in Jalen Ramsey trade talks because he had requested a trade and he wanted to be out of here. So that's it. You take what you get, and that's that. So to be able to get a player-for-player trade, a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick, 28 years old, who we know has been excellent, not only for the Dolphins, but for the Steelers as well. That's a pretty good job there by Chris Greer, get a draft pick back as well. I don't know if Minkah is the same player he was. He obviously got hurt in 2023, and last year, despite being a Pro Bowler, was not very good. I wonder how he'll fit back in this defense, but I think safety was a concern, one of the few positions of concern for the Dolphins this offseason, with Javon Holland leaving. I think they've kind of shored that up a bit with this. I think it's hard to give an all-encompassing like grade on what they're not going to look like this in September week one. They're going to address and probably bring another tight end in. There have been reports already that they're trying to work the trade market for a tight end. And I would imagine that one of these handful of veteran corners, they'll bring at least one of those in as well. So I think all things considered, you kind of have to applaud the move today, as difficult as it is to give up Jonnu Smith. The one thing I am a little curious about is, you know, I can understand the Dolphins not wanting to lock up Jonnu Smith for multiple years at $12 million, but if he was willing to sign 1 year for 12 with Pittsburgh, could the Dolphins not have done the same for 1 year and say, hey, all right, you had a great year, record-setting Dolphins season.
I think it was just a line in the sand. They're not after Jalen Waddle and Tyree.
Which is fine.
I just think they're not doing it anymore.
And I don't know. I don't know if Jonnu Smith is this player that we saw last year or if he's a product of being in this offense, because he showed flashes of this throughout his career, but he was never what he was last season at any of his other stops. So I don't know if the Dolphins think they can get somebody else that can fit in, or if they go less tight ends in the passing game and you see a lot more Malik Washington, you see a lot more Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, you see a lot more of Achane in the passing game. So we'll see what happens.
And something else we talked about earlier, Josh, with the captain situation, because one captain went back to Arizona, Calais. The other captain retired in Tehran. Jalen Ramsey got traded, and David Long Jr. got cut halfway through the season. Should we read into that at all? Is that just coincidental? Because we've heard of the lack of control, lack of leadership in the locker room.
Well, yeah, we kind of talk about that a lot, right? How they're void of that aspect. So if the captains that were contributing to that are now gone, maybe it's addition by subtraction in that regard. Not saying that you wouldn't love to have Calais Campbell or you wouldn't love to have Tyrone Armstead's leadership on the team again next year. But on the whole, you know, you need more than just your captains to lead anyways and set that example. So I don't know. I don't think there's much to that.
Super Bowl or no?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, because you're in agreement with me on that one, I thought. Josh Appel is with us. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk. See, we have a time constraint. Florida Panthers, which is why we originally brought you on today. Bill Zito, I saw a Tim Reynolds tweet that 12 ballots out of 42 did not even have Bill Zito in the top three. Now, I think it's a shanda that he didn't win NHL GM of the year. I cannot figure out for the life of me how 12 ballots could not even have him in the top three. So tell me why the Dallas GM was a better GM last year than Bill Zito.
I mean, he made the Mikko Rantanen trade, which was great for Dallas, but they just lost for the third consecutive season in the conference final in the West. And I can understand Bill Zito not winning it the year of their first cup run. All right, I can even understand it last year. This year, you vote on this before the end of the second round of the playoffs, I believe. He had made the two best deadline acquisitions in the entire sport and had made a team that had basically no flaws going into the postseason. We had talked about how they had a fifth line and an extra defensive pairing that was quality enough to play on a lot of other teams. I don't really understand it, and I would imagine, as frustrated as Bill Zito is, he would much rather have the two Stanley Cups than the multiple General Manager of the Year awards that Jim Nill in Dallas has.
So they have $11 million to work with after Sam Bennett, which is somehow no longer like the biggest piece of news in the South Florida sports scene by like 30 things that have already trumped it. but okay, Marchand and Ekblad, Appel, they have $11 million left. I think they still have to pay their new goaltender, Tarasov. Do I have that right? Tarasov. Yeah. And did I also read they have to pay Mackie Samuskevich as well? Whatever. Like, how do they get this done? Is it genuinely possible? Should we be getting our hopes up that both Ekblad and Marchand are actually going to somehow be back next season?
So I came on here last week and I said, you know, I'm having a funny feeling that I think all three guys are going to be back. And quite honestly, the more I thought about it, I have no idea why I ever thought that. There's just not enough money to go around unless they make other moves to offload some salary, or those two guys take significant pay cuts than what they would get on the open market. Like Sam Bennett might have gotten $10 million. He took $8 here. To make Marchand and Ekblad work, the discount that both would have to take would have to be a lot less than that. I think that the Panthers will end up retaining one of those two players. I know they've pushed hard to keep both. We'll see how it all shakes out. It is kind of sad that we're not going to be able to keep this specific band together for another season, but, or I guess multiple seasons, because they want multiple years on these contracts. But you got to trust whatever Will Wido and this front office are going to put together here. You just have
so
to.
So close to not having to hear that.
Yeah. Hey, well, speaking, I go back to the GM of the year with Will Wido. Is it hate? Because I hear all the time, oh, the no state taxes and all. I was watching like a NHL Today, ESPN, not no, you know, rinky-dink podcast, and they kept bringing up the damn no state tax crap. Is it the other, like the other NHL teams, other NHL fan bases just pretty much hating on the Panthers? That's all I could guess.
Oh, there's this franchise is definitely hated amongst, like, especially the cities where this team has ended runs of other franchises, but hockey traditional markets don't like this team very much. But the state tax thing, it blows my mind, number one, because we've talked about it before, but the Panthers have been a no state tax team for years and years and years and years, and nobody ever said anything until now. And they're not the only no state tax team in the NHL, so I'm curious.
Dallas is in a state in Texas with no state taxes.
Right. So why don't these other teams take advantage of no state tax and sign players to these great contracts and have players that want and will be willing to sign those contracts for their franchises? It's the dumbest talking point. How about have better front offices?
And sign and better contracts. I would submit to you the no state tax thing, whatever. Texas has Whataburger. And so Dallas has an immediate advantage, has nothing to do with their general manager. They've got the advantage of Whataburger. Yeah. Although, you know what? We do have Whataburger up north. There's Whataburger in Tallahassee. Mm. And so maybe it ends up helping Tampa, but it certainly doesn't help Bill Zito down here.
What about the beaches and the women and the restaurants and the nightlife?
Raising
and,
Cane's.
What about that? Yeah.
And Raising Cane's. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've definitely got attributes. So, out of the two, Ekblad, Marchand, who would be your choice to keep?
Okay, so I've wavered.
I thought about this all weekend because I think it's going to come down to one of those two as
what
well.
What a boring weekend.
Wait till you're 55.
That's what I did all weekend too. So
I had the time of my life between Caitlin Krems on Instagram and that. I was busy all weekend long.
The Panthers were skating around with the cup on the ice, and I'm stressing about how they're going to keep all three guys.
But I think it's going to come down to one of the two. So which one is the better choice? And it pains me because I think I came up with Brad Marchand being a better choice. As much as Aaron Ekblad has meant to the Panthers over many years, sometimes it's time to part ways. And Marchand, I feel like it's just starting.
Here's what I would say. In another offseason where the options to replace a top two pair right-hand defenseman were more vast, I would say, yeah, like the no-brainer is probably Marchand. But the drop-off in right-hand defenseman of Aaron Ekblad's quality after him in this free agent class, it is a steep, steep, steep drop. And I think he would be tougher to replace than a player on the Panthers' third line, which they've shown over the last 3 years, and you figure with Anton Lundell and Etu Lusarainen developing into what they have, that you can plug somebody else in there, excuse me, and have the same relative success. Not to the point of a Hall of Famer like Brad Marchand, but we saw Sam Reinhart 3 years ago thrive with those two. We saw Vladimir Tarasenko thrive with those two, and we saw Brad Marchand take a huge leap looking like the Brad Marchand of a decade ago, playing with those two guys in this postseason. So I think that Aaron Ekblad probably a lot tougher to replace than Brad Marchand would be. And so because of that, it's probably where I lean. Mm.
Do you think the Panthers front office thought about just keeping both of those guys drunk all the time into Not free bad. Agency today or tomorrow? Just Not keep bad. Them drunk.
Not bad.
Not, I mean, not a lot of things
go that in with a little Raising Cane's. He's onto something.
Listen, I think that Will Wido in this front office look and account.
Can you call him Will Wido after he lost for the third straight year as general manager of the year? I mean, it's almost Lil Lido now.
Hey, how many cups did the guy hoist the last 2 years?
Great. Just talking about what have you done?
No one cares about the GM of the Year award. All right, this bogus award that nobody cares about. The only reason we care about it is because Bill Zito didn't get it.
Well, of course. I didn't even know they had the award.
Right.
kept getting passed over for it. But yeah, no, I do think that's, ridiculous that he hasn't won it.
Especially for Dallas.
In the last three seasons.
Like, somebody's going to win it for the third straight year, and you're not going to give it to literally the guy who's constructed the best hockey team over the past 3 years.
And if you're going to win it three straight years, you'd think maybe you had three straight cups or something. Like, that shows absolute domination in the world of hockey business. Well, show me where the domination is on the ice.
I love the visual of Bill Zito, if there is a trophy for GM of the Year, taking it into the Atlantic Ocean like the Panthers took the cup. Bill Zito at the top of Elbow Room pouring beer out of the top of it.
Is there a trophy for it?
I'm not sure.
This trophy with
I hope there is.
There's three drunk guys down there drinking.
They have no idea who Bill Zito is. They just see a guy pouring beer over the railing.
I think his name's Will Wido something. I don't know.
I heard some real big drunk guy over there say Will Wido several times.
What? Will Wido?
Real quick, Marlins are on a tear. We're out of time here, but what do you have to say about this Marlins team?
I mean, there's something about these Marlins, man. There's something about this team. Something about them.
You can't do I had someone DM me today. They're like, hey, you're going to retract what you've said about Clayton McCullough? They're the hottest team in baseball. I'm like, they're the hottest team in baseball. There's still only three teams in the National League worse than them right now. So how bad do you have to have been to be the hottest team in baseball and still only be better than three teams in the National League? But that being said, I'm rooting for them. I love the fact that they're putting together wins and they're doing it in an exciting fashion. Like, I like it. I love it. I root for the Marlins. I hope Clayton McCullough is the next manager of the year. But, I mean, they're not exactly contending for a playoff spot right now.
The Dallas GM, the Stars, will win manager of the year if the Marlins end up making the postseason. look, we can't say that they were going to be the worst team that we've ever seen assembled. And then I'm not saying that you're poo-pooing it, but just in general.
No, that's fair. You're right.
Poo-poo, them being 8 games under 500 right
now. You're
right. And they've lost a lot of pieces, and some guys that they were relying on to be better have not been. Like Sandy Alcantara is, he's been better over the last month, but Sandy's got like a 6.5 ERA this year. Ryan Weathers hurt. The list goes on of things that they've kind of been able to overcome. Matt Mervis, unfortunately, being shadow banned is another.
Crazy.
But they've been able to win in spite of that, which is really cool. And hopefully they're able to keep this up. They're a fun little scrappy bunch, this team.
See, Hawk, you've never seen the movie Major League, see? See that, boys? That's called a winning streak.
Yeah.
Skipper Brown?
I know who the grizzled old manager is, though. That's not a bad
Skipper.
Yeah,
man.
Great movie, by the way.
But I will say, if you're going to embrace Shadow Band, then I'll embrace Will Wido. I'll give you that. Like, that's a
don't,
fair
don't knowledge, do it, man. Josh. Don't do it.
Yeah. It's hard to argue.
It's hard to argue. That's my point. It's very hard to argue that Mervis has been shadow banned by the Jumbo Shrimp and the Marlins. And, how else do you explain all this winning?
Explain to me why.
I think, right. I like to think of the shadow banning as almost a ritual sacrifice.
Right. I don't know if he's been ritually sacrificed, though. I'm going to stick with shadow banning.
See, no, ride with your buddy. Ritual sacrifice.
Well, then when he shows up in the batter's box, what are we doing? He's
ritually unsacrificed him.
Yeah, he's supposed to be at the bottom of a volcano or something. I don't know where he'd come from if he was ritually sacrificed. Josh Appel, holy mackerel, did we cover a lot of ground here, Josh. We appreciate your time. And he's got the Azalea hat on. Nobody knows what that means. He's a huge Iggy Azalea fan. And we'll move on with our lives. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, guys.
There you go, Josh Appel. Let's take a break, and we will come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana after this.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.